hope you've enjoyed the music that I've played for you so far. I've got more treats for you starting right now. Joe Garland wrote and arranged the music for In the Mood for the Glenn Miller Orchestra and the Miller Recording, top of the Australian hit parades in 1941. Unusual for an orchestral record to top the hit parades in those days. Harry Axt, American songwriter, and his colleagues wrote the next couple of songs that you'll hear.
Crime, then I'm guilty. country of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right.
Whiting was accompanied by Jerry Gray's orchestra in that 1946 recording of Guilty.
Donna, is anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know her. Sure to me, Donna, with those Dixie eyes blazing, how I long to sit and gaze him. To the eyes of Dinah D. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, since you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah D. Swing it on out to Jackson. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Bye.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, Fats Waller sang Dinah with some gusto, didn't he? There was a recording made in 1935 that was written by Harry Acts, Sam Lewis and Joe Young. In the 1930s, the continental songwriter Will Gross moved from continental Europe, probably because of the political situation, to Great Britain. Continued to write songs, sometimes using the name of Will Gross, others Hugh Williams as an alternative. He wrote the next couple of songs that you'll hear.
The harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting?
see. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering, some other harbor lights will steal your love from me. Just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering, harbor lights will steal your love from me.
Platters sang Harbour Lights, written by Jimmy Kennedy and Will Gross, who used the name Hugh Williams. And before that, Johnny Desmond and Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band recorded Along the Santa Fe Trail. Lyrics by Al Dubin, music by Will Gross.
Close your eyes, put your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be here by your side. Close your eyes. Holiday and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be here by your side. Close your eyes. I'm by your side. Close your eyes.
Don't treat me so mean. You're the the meanest man that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my bag and go. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
Shirley Horn sang Percy Mayfield's composition, Hit the Road Jack. And before that, Janet Seidel recorded in Sydney in 2001, Close Your Eyes, written by Bernice Petkir in 1932. It's time for me to do what I normally do at this time of the program, play a recording by my singer of renown. That's a singer whom I might not normally include in my program. Today, it's the American actress and singer Anne Blythe. Born in 1928, her career spanned five decades on the stage and film musicals for MGM and for television, and she continued to perform until the 1980s. Anne Blythe.
So many beautiful things. What shall I buy?
Marbles, bangles, and beads.
Buy, 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 buy,
marbles, bangles, and beads.
Marbles, bangles, hear how they jing, jingling a bauble.
Macedonian oyster, having indigestion in his watery cloister, so that Mars did not could have a pearl.
Sing-a-ling-a-wearing bubbles,
that's where it leads. Wearing are those bangles and beads.
Singer for now for this week was the leading singer in that recording of Baubles, Bangles and Beads from the 1955 MGM film version of the musical production Kismet.
Again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. So keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Thank you. we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald sang that delightful song, Will You Remember?, introduced in the 1917 operetta Maytime. Music by Sigmund Romberg, lyrics by writer Johnson Young. And it was preceded by Frank Sinatra with the orchestra conducted by Robert Farnon, a recording made in England in 1962, We'll Meet Again, written by two British songwriters, Ross Parker and Hugh Charles. I'm going to play another Janet Seidel recording now.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from from now on. Listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. That's my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine. It's best we do. I'm gonna be missing a hugging and a kissing, but lots of love to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Just remember, don't you talk about me when I'm gone.
Talk About Me, written in 1930 by Sam Stepps and Sidney Clare, sung in Sydney in 2001 by Janet Seidel.
Me and the moon, we're wondering where you can be. Me the moon, we're longing for your company. I ask the moon to find you somewhere behind the star. I want him to remind you how dear to me you are. Me and the moon, we're gazing through a haze. For all too soon, I lost you on a summer night. I'm afraid of the dawn, 'cause you and the moon will both be gone. There's me and the moon, pretty soon they'll just be me. Summer night, I'm afraid of the dawn, cause you and the moon will both be gone. There's me and the moon, and pretty soon there'll just be me.
The plain and simple kind. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'd like a plain, simple car, a cerise Cadillac, long enough to have a bowling alley in the back. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll stay weaving at my loom, be no trouble to my groom, if he'll keep the piles of money mounting. In our cottage there will be a soundproof nursery, not to wake the baby while I'm counting. I like the old-fashioned flowers, violets are for me, have them made in diamonds by the man at Tiffany. I want an old-fashioned house with an old and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'm just a pilgrim at heart, oh so pure and genteel. Catch me in Las Vegas when I'm at the spinning wheel. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll ask for such simple things when my birthday occurs, two apartment buildings that are labeled hers and hers. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I like Chopin and Bizet and the songs of yesterday, string quartets and Polynesian carols. But the music that excels is the sound of oil wells as they slurp, slurp, slurp into the barrels. My little home will be quaint as an old parasol, and instead of carpets I'll have money wall to wall. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire.
Just an old-fashioned girl, sung by Eartha Kitt, and Al Morgan sang Me and the Moon.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a lovely song? No Orchids for My Lady, written by Jack Strachey and Alan Sparks, sung by Steve Conroy with the orchestra of Peter York.
When you come to the end of a perfect day and you sit alone with your thoughts while the chimes ring out with a carol gay for the joy that the day has brought. Do you think what the end of a perfect day can mean to a tired heart when the sun goes down with a flaming ray and the dear friends have to part? Of a journey too, but it leaves a thought that is big and strong, and a wish that is kind and true for memory has painted this perfect day with colors that never fade, and we find at the end of a perfect day the soul of a friend.
Perfect Day, written by Carrie Jacobs Bond in 1910, sung by Bing Crosby in 1950 with the orchestra of Ken Darby and the Ken Darby Singers.